Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ron and Anian.
You're charging your car in the parking lot of your favorite Walmart or Target or the Garden State Parkway, you know, service center or wherever you are. And, you know, you're a single person, you're a single woman, you're out at 10 o'clock at night. Are you comfortable sitting there in the dark for 30 minutes or 40 minutes, whatever the case might be?
Take your place in the driver's seat.
The Car Doctor.
Is there a black plastic cover over the top of the engine?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. You can see the valve cover and all the wiring. Right. It's possible that what you're hearing is a normal sound and they left that insulator panel off.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Anian, The Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
Did you talk to your kids this week? You know, about cars. You have a responsibility to do that, by the way. Not necessarily just your kids, your relatives, your family. Do you explain to anybody, a younger driver that's starting out, do you explain to them about the car? Do you know, you take them over and lift the hood if you have that ability, if you have that knowledge. You know, it's your obligation. It really is. You know, they don't have to sit down and listen to this radio show every week. It would be nice if they did because I think they'd walk away with an education. But I think it's our obligation as those that are in the know, that know about automobiles and how they operate and how to take care of them, to explain it to those that don't, if they're interested, if they have interest. And I think they have interest. You know, I had a situation in the shop this week where a parent came in with a 16-year-old, and it was the first time I noticed it in a long time where the 16-year-old boy was kind of, you know, leaning over the door, and he's standing at the counter, but he's kind of looking out in the shop like, you know, what is all that? I remember those days. I remember the immense curiosity of what went on in a repair shop and how did things work. And okay, so I was acclimated towards it, right? Look what I became. But is the next generation out there and we just don't see it? Are we not nurturing it? And it doesn't have to be a big, fancy, drawn out formal education. It might just be, hey, do you know how to check the oil? Do you know how to open the hood? It's staggering how many people that drive cars, young and old, male, female, of all sorts, don't know how to open the hood. It's beyond my comprehension. And the handle says on the left, hood. They don't realize what that is. There's a mechanical disconnect for some people, no pun intended, that they don't realize how a vehicle operates. And if they don't realize how it operates or have an inkling of what to expect, they could have a problem down the road. They could have a problem just, you know, they're stuck. They need to check something. How do they jumpstart a car? My God, it'd be like open heart surgery to them. And I think it's our obligation. I think that if we don't, we failed. I've failed. I haven't done my job. You know, I try to talk to anybody that's interested that will listen and sit and hear what I have to say. Hey, here's how you do this. Here's how you do that. I may not come out with it right away. Sometimes I like to sit back and watch the show, but I won't let anybody, you know, I've been in situations where I've watched people change a flat in a parking lot and I'll come upon it. And the person that's changing the flat, they typically sit on their butt and their legs go under the car because they can wiggle the tire off and wiggle the tire on. And even if it's supported by a jack stand, but in most cases it's supported by the jack that came with the vehicle. And we have that conversation about, you know, we like you the way you are with both of your legs like that. We don't want to do anything unnecessary because that's not a safe position to be in. And why do they do that? Because they don't know, because nobody's ever explained it to them. And, you know, we've failed that generation. I watched a thing the other day on YouTube, actually. Mike Rowe, you know, Dirty Jobs, Mike Rowe, he's on TV. He's a pretty big name there. And he's talking about how we've failed a generation or two of kids because we took away auto shop, metal shop, wood shop. We took away shop classes in high schools. And we did. And we just, you know, we all looked at it and said, wow, look at what they're doing. Nobody ever, I didn't think to raise my voice. Frankly, I just figured it was the way the educators wanted the system to go. And look what they've created, right? Now, it would be interesting to note, did they take away shop classes because there was no need, no interest? Or did they take away shop classes because they wanted everybody to go to college? Nothing wrong with college. Nothing wrong with not going. You know what? There's an awful lot of people that make great livings without going to college every day. And, you know, you sit there and you say to yourself, the electricians, the plumbers, the mechanics, everybody that works with their hands, the manual labor stuff, where would it come from if we didn't? If everybody went to college, somebody's got to do all the other things. And Mike talked about that in that YouTube video, and I thought it was very timely. I've got somebody working on trying to make contact with him. I'd love to get him up here on the show because I know he's leading a campaign of trying to reinstitute and re-educate a generation or two of younger kids to get them interested in cars and see if they have the aptitude. And I've said that myself for a long time, that the aptitude. You know, you look back at where the current old timers have come, all right? The guys with gray hair that are working on cars. And we came from the 60s and the 70s. And what created the 60s and the 70s, as it were? Well, you know, everybody came back from the Second World War. There was a bit of a wild side, right? After everything they'd been through, hot rods were created, started in California, came east. You know, they used to run the Bonneville Salt Flats. They had all sorts of road races. It grew the industry. It grew the trends. It grew hot rodding. Hot rodding created the mechanical side where everybody had a mechanical aptitude. It was tested. I don't think anybody gets up one day and says, hey, I want to be a mechanic. I think they just, any more than somebody gets up and says, hey, I want to play the trombone. I think they have an aptitude towards it. And I think that aptitude is cultivated a little bit and tickled. And they tickle it enough to get to the point where, hey, I like doing this and I'm going to continue to do this. Have you talked to your kids today? Have you asked them, you know, they're starting out driving. Do you just hand them the keys and say, here, go. Take the car, go. You know, do you get them a driving instructor? And most do. Listen, I did. I tried teaching my kids how to drive and I decided I wasn't my thing. I paid somebody to teach my kids how to drive. I taught them how to work on the car, obviously. You know, all my kids came home one day and, hey, I got my license. Hey, great. You know, they ran upstairs. They put on their driving clothes or whatever they were going to do because they were getting all excited. They were going to go out to, drive for the first time. They could solo in their car. And they all came out and each one of them, Dad, I got a flat. Really? How'd that happen? Well, if you take a little pebble and you put it under the valve stem and put the cap on. Shh, don't tell anybody. And we had that lesson in the driveway. Here's how you change a flat. Here's what you do. Here's where you find the jack. You know, first you get out your flashlight. Oh, I don't have a flashlight. Oh, you don't have a flashlight in your car? Why don't you have a flashlight in your car? Do you think flat tires only come during the daylight hours? You know, flat tires are like babies. They always come at 3 o'clock in the morning when you least expect it. And which is kind of funny because that's when, well, that's another story. But yeah, do you talk to your kids? Have you talked to your kids this week? I don't care. You don't have to show them how to change a flat. Do they know what AAA is? Do they have roadside service? If, you know, here in New Jersey, it's the American Automobile Association, and they're around the country, but not everybody has that. Do you have a roadside service for your kids? Do they know that it's there on their insurance? Do they know what to do when there's a flat? Do they know where to pull off on the road? Have you talked to them about that to be safe? And not all of this is rocket science. Not all of this is something that takes mechanical aptitude, but, you know, I think if we started to talk to our kids and encourage them to understand a little bit about the vehicle they drive and safe precautions and things beyond the obvious, things beyond, you know, don't text when you drive, don't drink when you drive, obviously, don't do this when you drive, but what to do when you have a problem, a safety issue, a flat, you know, you never know. We might create that next generation of interested people that want to work on cars because we surely need them. I had somebody new in the shop this week. Stacy came in and we got to talking. We fixed her car and she said, you know, it's nice to find the shop. She's a newer customer. She found out about the radio show. She had no clue. Because I don't tell anybody. I just, you know, I'm just this guy working on cars. And she said, I often wonder where that next generation of people that will work on cars come from. She says, because guys like you are just, yeah, we're getting older, you know, and she said, I don't see mechanical curiosity, which is what made me think about this week. It's kind of timely, right? The universe puts things in front of you. I've been watching Mike Rowe and she came in and, you know, I don't see mechanical curiosity out of people. And I said, well, maybe we need to talk about this stuff more with our kids because it's surely not going to go away. It's going to get worse as time goes on. So do yourself a favor. Do me a favor. Do everybody a favor this week. Talk to your kids. Just have a candid conversation at the dinner table or in passing in the hall or wherever you see them. Hey, do you know how to do this with your car? Do they know what a dipstick is? Do they know what the owner's manual is? Some of the basics. Let's cover the basics, and then we can kind of build from there. I'm Ron Ananian, and the Car Doctor. I'm here at 855-560-9900. I'll be back to open the garage doors right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm your vehicle. Vehicle not taking you where you want to go? Well, call Ron. He's the expert at making your vehicle take you where you need it. 855-560-9900. And now, back to Ron.
Hey, let's wander over to Nebraska and talk to Steve. Steve, you're on with the Car Doctor. How can I help?
Hi, Ron.
Yes, sir.
My daughter has a 2011 Lexus RX350, and the horn only honks when you turn the steering wheel like a quarter of a turn to the right or to the left. So I'm guessing it's the clock spring. Went online to look up clock springs, and the OEM price difference between the aftermarket for the clock spring is pretty significant. I was just wondering if there's that big of a difference in quality.
Yeah, I think the factory clock spring is probably $600-$700, is a guess.
Correct.
Yeah, and then the aftermarket, I've seen them anywhere from $100 to $200, and you sit there and you scratch your head and you say, why? So,
yep. You
know, let me tell you this story. And by the way, before I did this, I'd probably find the connector at the base of the steering column, find the horn wire and, you know, check it, push it, play with it. It probably is the clock spring, but just to be certain. So I had to do a starter in a Honda last month, an 09 CRV. And I like Denso. I think Denso's a great brand. Denso's OE on a lot of stuff. It's mm-hmm. just a good, it's always had a great track record with me. I don't know what it is with this CRV starter on those cars, but this is the second one in 2 years that I've put in. I put it in, it didn't work right out of the box. Just failed. Denso, to their credit, when I reached out to them, I had a field engineer, I had the service, I had the regional sales rep, I had everybody at the shop, and everybody poured all over this car, and I'm going to get a full report. Because it's not easy doing a starter on a Honda CRV. You've got to take quite a bit out to get to it. It's a bit of a pain in the neck. The top bolt is hidden. As a matter of fact, I've got a YouTube video I've got to put up showing my trick for putting the top bolt in. But long story short, when you take that starter out, you have to take out the knock sensor. And I have a point here. So because when you go to take the starter out, the knock sensor is right in the way. So you have to unscrew the knock sensor. And I remember taking a Honda class a couple of times. They talked about the quality of Honda's knock sensors and some of the issues. And they said, as they get older, if they start to rust, you've got it out. Just change it. Okay. So I go to do this starter. I take the knock sensor out. It's kind of old and crummy because it's on an 09. This is, you know, what, 14 years ago, 100,000 miles, some odd car. And the knock sensors sit down low and they take all the schmutz off the road, schmutz being a technical term. And it's kind of rusty and crummy looking. Let me put another knock sensor in. I can't get one out of Honda that day. So I look through some of my suppliers and I pick a Delphi. Delphi is a great name. Delphi says OE. They say they're the OE. They say they are the OE manufacturer. They make them for Honda. Okay, I can believe that. I put it in. Car goes down the road after I put the second starter in it. And I thought we were done. Thank God it was a good customer. You know, I came back a week later. Hey, I got a check engine light on. I went, oh. I look, I got a P0325 knock sensor circuit fault. I didn't even diagnose it. I said, listen, leave me the car. Give me 2 days. I called up Honda. I got an OE sensor, plugged it in. The car's gone, done. That's 3 going on 4 weeks ago. Car's fixed. You know, you get to hanging enough parts, whether it's alleged good quality, whether it's alleged bad quality, whether it's cheaper, more expensive. It skews your judgment. And I've learned over the years that, you know, do I think Delphi intentionally sets out to make bad knock sensors? No. I just think there was a bad one in the pile. There was a snake in the hen house. But, you know, how do you explain that? Well, you know, part of it was it was fairly easy to get to. It wasn't bad. It didn't take hours and hours. So I thought it was a fair gamble. All right. It was a reasonable customer. If it disabled, you know, if it broke, it wasn't going to disable the car. It wasn't going to put the car on the side of the road. And it was the best solution I had on a short term because they needed the car back in one day. And the starter had failed. Would I do it with a clock spring? I think there's value in saving that $500 or whatever it is. I think if it works out of the box and solves the problem, it was $500 well spent. If you have to, and if you don't mind having to take it apart again and try another one, because it might take one or two to get to a good one, then, you know, how annoying is that going to be? So I leave that up to you. From a form, fit, functionality, and safety perspective, I've used aftermarket clock springs. I've been in situations like I was with the Honda. I just couldn't get one. I had no choice. And I don't think these companies exist, you know, with the intention of making bad parts when they get up on Monday morning and go to work. You know, what I do, though, is I will talk to my suppliers and say, okay, I'm buying a part number 1234 airbag cable. Can you look in your records? How many of them have come back? How many returns have you gotten? All right. When they tell me, hey, we've got a 2%, 3% return rate on this, okay, I'll use it. I can accept 3% because I got to figure half of the guys that put whatever part in that I'm changing in didn't know what they were doing anyway, and they were the cause of why it didn't work right in the first place or it wasn't diagnosed correctly. So, you know, as long as it works and it's of good quality, yes, you know, a good name brand company, somebody, you know, that you can count on, if that makes sense. You know, and it's somebody that, you know, hey, if you go plug it in and it doesn't work and it doesn't solve your problem, you know, or if it creates a different where it turns the airbag light on, are they going to take it back? Now, having said that, the only way you're going to know if that clock spring that doesn't work after you put it in that doesn't work is bad, you got to diagnose it. All right. So you're still going to have to get a wiring diagram, see how the circuit works. Likely they're grounding that horn wire to pull the relay or to tell the BCM, you know, apply the horn and you know, because there's a chance there's something else. But as long as you diagnose it from that perspective, I wouldn't have a problem using it. As long as I know going in, yes, I've got a bad clock spring, I think you'll be fine. Because the worst that's going to happen is the airbag light will come on somewhere in the next, whenever, a couple of months. And, you know, you'll know that that's a problem. So let me know how it works out for you, Steve. I appreciate the call. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. I'm back right after this.
Ron's in the Zone, the AutoZone studio, and he'll be back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to the AutoZone studio. Here's Ron.
Hey, let's do a quick piece of email before we go back to the phones. Ron, I listen to every show, and I thank you for teaching me so much. My question to you is, in your opinion, with technology advancing so fast in the automotive world, Do you think there will be an OBD3 or a replacement system for diagnosing future automobiles? Tony in Toronto, Ontario. You know, Tony, there actually is an OBD3. There was conversation of it, oh gosh, a good 10 years ago. They wanted to evolve into OBD3. The biggest difference at that time was telecommunications. They wanted to give the powers that be more access to the onboard computer, mission controls, check engine lights. So if you were driving around with a check engine light on, Big Brother would know, and that type of a thing. There was actually talk here in New Jersey where they were going to eliminate the New Jersey State Inspection Program at one point, and through the use of OBD3 diagnostics, they would know if that vehicle passed inspection or not. When you drive through a toll booth, they would be able to read it much like they read an Easy Pass. And I believe that ACLU, for example, and a bunch of other organizations that make their living by coming up with different ideas decided, no, that's too futuristic, too Big Brother, and they said no to it. So, you know, yes, OBD3 will eventually happen. I don't know where the protocol or what it would do to current versions, you know, scan tools. You know, there is going to come a point where that current 16-plug OBD2 diagnostic port that we have on the vehicle is just not going to be able to handle more, all right? You know, we're just going to run out of space there. There's just only so much wire, so much real estate to run a diagnostic through. So at some point, that will change. I just don't know what that point is. Nobody's talking about it. Right now, I think they're trying to work real hard on the realization that electric vehicles aren't going to work, frankly, and they've got to change gears and go back to building some internal combustion engine vehicles. But you didn't hear that from me. Let's get over and talk to, thanks for the email too, by the way. Let's go over and talk to Matt in Ohio. Matthew, you're around with Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help? What's going on?
Hey, Ron. I've had kind of a streak of bad luck this month, but...
I'm sorry.
So... A couple car issues, separate ones. One is a 2000 Camry V6. The timing belt snapped.
Okay.
And I had to get towed back. But my question about that is, it's a non-interference engine.
Yes.
And that, so basically, yeah. I could
go ahead.
Just put the cranks and the cams, just turn them in normal rotation, turn them until the notches line up, basically. That's it, right?
Correct.
I don't have to...
Yes. Have you ever done a timing belt, Matt?
I did on a 96 Honda Civic.
Okay. So the back sprocket's the hard one. It's you sort of need a mirror, all right, to, you know, you're going to take a mirror and you're going to stand over it, because if you look at it from the side, it'll always look half a tooth off. So you want to stand in front of it with a mirror and look through the mirror to see the mark against the valve cover, all right, and line it up. What I will do is I will paint my sprocket at top dead for the cam up top in the back, all right? So here's how I approach the job. If the belt didn't break, obviously I line my marks up beforehand. I've had cases where the belts broke. I've had plenty of these towed in off the road. I've never seen that generation bend a valve. Is it possible? Yeah, anything's possible. What made it break? Did something come apart in the engine? That's a different conversation. So, but, you know, if all it did was break from age and, you know, lack of change, then, yeah, you should be fine. I make my marks up top. I'll obviously make my mark on the crank, okay? And then when I know my back sprocket is lined up and I'm on top dead, I will always go underneath and I will put... And I got in the habit of doing this. I will make a mark. I will pick a tooth underneath, and I will paint a mark there. I will just make my own timing mark. I'll just take some, and I'm just using red nail polish. If you ever come to the shop, I've got red nail polish in my shop. It doesn't mean there's anything funny going on. I just happen to like red nail polish. And this way, when I'm underneath, because what I will do is I will look at that red dot underneath and go, okay, that's lined up. You know, I know the top one is clearly lined up for the front cam. I can look at the crank, and then I pull the pin. I pull the hand grenade pin on the tensioner, and I know I'm good. All right? Here's where you're going to have the problem, okay? That cam sprocket for the front, for the forward cam, it's either a 17. I think it's a 17. I think it's a 17-millimeter bolt, all right? 17-millimeter socket you need. Does the car have ABS?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
All right, so that hurts because you can't get a gun in there. But that 17 millimeter, you've got to take that front cam sprocket off to get the water pump out. All right? So to do that, you need a spanner wrench, which is basically, it's just a Y-shaped tool with two pins that will hold the sprocket, and you're going to need the biggest mother breaker bar you ever saw in your life to break that bolt loose. It's a pain in the neck. All right?
Right.
Now, normally I do this before I take the belt off, but in your case, that's not going to happen. So, you know, I have had some success. You know, we've spent the money. Snap-on actually makes some very good cordless impact stuff. And we will use their small 3/8 gun, and you can kind of wedge it in there away from the ABS controller and pop the bolt that way if you can get it on. All right. If you can borrow a cordless impact, that would actually help you a great deal. But that cam sprocket's probably the biggest snake in the wood pile. The front sprocket has to come off. There's going to be four 10 millimeter bolts that hold the tin cover to the head. They have to come out. You kind of wedge it up out of the way. You take the water pump bolts out. There's going to be six nuts and four bolts, or three nuts and four bolts. I'm trying to remember, but it's just nuts and bolts. You've got to take the lower tensioner apart. So the way you would normally take this apart is you would take the hydraulic tensioner out, and that would take the tension off the belt, and then the belt comes off, and then you would disassemble. So you're going to need the Allen socket for the hydraulic tensioner pulley. That has to come off. Make sure you don't lose the little washer that's behind that tensioner. It's a pretty thick washer. It's a spacer almost, all right, so that you assemble it the same way. You're going to have to take off, obviously, the idler pulley, cam sprocket, tin cover, water pump and bolts, and you're good. And the last thing that's going to fight you is that top motor mount. You know, you're going to need Torx bit sockets to pull the studs out to get the entire mount out. That mount and cover, the brace, it'll make sense if you look at a picture. That brace has to come off to clear everything out of the vehicle. All right? The good news is you don't have to support the engine. The engine will stay right where it is. You can just, you know, take apart as you see fit, as you need to. All right? You know, right. It's a nuts and bolts job. It's not hard. It's one of the more pleasant timing belts to do, actually, because some of them are just a pain in the neck. You know, so, you know, just line up your tools beforehand. I've done hundreds of them, and, you know, it's, you know, knock wood, they've all been successful, so to speak. So I'll tell you what, Matt, sit right where you are. Stay tuned. Let me pull over, take a pause. When we come back, we'll answer your second question. I'm Ron Ananey and the Car Doctor. We're back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, Oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Back. Ron Nain, the car doctor here at 855-560-9900. We still have Matt on the phone in Ohio. Matt, you're there.
Yes, sir.
Last part of my timing belt commentary is, do you know what a binder clip is? Metal binder clip you would use like for filing papers?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
when you put the belt on, now watch the back sprocket, all right? Make sure the belt goes on the sprocket. There's a divot that sticks up out of the tin cover that if you're not careful, the belt gets caught on. So you think the belt is on correctly and it's not. It's kind of hanging out in space. It's just, you got to make sure it's just tucked in. If you look at it with the mirror, you'll see it. It's nothing to be afraid of. Just be sure the belt's on the sprocket. Buy a good belt kit. Gates makes a great belt kit. All right. It'll be belt, water pump, tensioner, the whole schmear. All right. AutoZone will have it. Get a Gates belt kit because it'll have the marks on it. It will have a line where the timing mark is on the rear sprocket. Then as you put it on the idler underneath and then put it on the front sprocket, there's another mark there and it will line up. That way you'll know that the cams are timed correctly. If the front cam is timed right and you're on the right tooth and the back cam is timed right, if it was off a tooth, you wouldn't have that line up with the mark on the cam sprocket, if that makes sense, right?
Yeah, it does. As long as the cams are lined up.
If the marks are right, the cams are right, it can't be wrong. And then use the binder clip. Get a small metal binder clip to hold the belt on so it's not falling off. All right? And then work your way. I always start with the back sprocket, idler, front sprocket. It gets tight, okay? And that's how you know you're on because it's going to be tight. All right? And then you're going to put it on the lower idler. All right? Then work your way around the crank, and then when you get to the tensioner is going to have all the give in it. The tensioner has all the slop in it, all right? You don't want your slop between the crank and the cam on the forward side because that means you're off a tooth or you don't have yourself timed right, and when you pull the pin on the tensioner, you're going to take the slop out of it and something's going to move. So all the slop goes to the back, all right? Now, the reason I explained all it to you this way is, in about 2 hours, this show is going to become a podcast. You just got your own personal instruction from me. You can play it back 7 times if you want.
Right.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah. This way.
Probably would be a good idea, Ron, to, before I even start putting that stuff back together, maybe turn it by hand.
Yeah, you can. Turn everything. You know, turn the crank, turn the cam, as long as everything spins over. But I'd be surprised, Matt. I really would. All right, unless something internally failed and that's what broke the belt. But, you know, you'll look at the belt. The belt will be dried out. The belt will be chewed up. You know, did the belt just snap or did it shred? How did it fail? All right.
I actually don't know. I heard kind of a grinding. It sounded almost like a bearing
right
in a pulley or something going bad. And then the car just shut off basically. And then when I tried to crank it, you know what it sounds like.
It
sounds like a starter.
I bet you the water pump failed. I bet you the water pump failed, and that took out the timing belt.
Hmm.
So, second question, real quick.
Oh, real quick. 94 Buick Roadmaster. I let the rear wheel cylinder bleed overnight by accident. So all the fluid, the master cylinder basically went really low, if not completely dry. So my question is, should I now have to bench bleed the master cylinder?
You can do it in the car.
Working
you can do it in the car. So, you know, lay a bunch of shop rags under the master so you don't put brake fluid all over the place because it's going to get sloppy. And you just, you know, fill the master, all right, unless you have a syringe. You know, you always hear me talking about the syringe brake bleeders, which your local AutoZone will have. It's just a brake bleeder device. It's like a hypodermic. You fill it with brake fluid, and you can inject brake fluid up the master. You'll see the bubbles get pushed out and you'll see fluid. They work well, or you could actually backfill the system like anything else from one of the bleeder ports and then forward bleed it. But if you don't have one of those and you don't want to do that, you can just, you know, have somebody fill the master, obviously, and then just have somebody slowly stroke the pedal and bleed the master like you would anything else on the car. You'll get the fluid out when you get a steady stream of fluid at the master cylinder itself, then work your way down the line. If the car has ABS, you may need to go find a Tech 1 and do an ABS bleed, but I don't remember that on the early 90s cars. It wasn't that big a deal. The system would have to be bone dry. I don't recall running into it all that often. I do know there's a procedure for it in a Tech 1, which are obsolete now, so we'd have to figure out something else around it. That's why I talk about that reverse bleeder, pushing fluid, pushing air out that way, and you should be fine. All right. Bleed it like you would anything else. It sounds like you've been working on cars a while. So just bleed it like you would anything else. And then if you have an issue, call me back and we'll get creative. There's always a way around it. All right, kiddo.
Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Keep the faith, brother. You'll be fine. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Welcome back. Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. You know, I started this hour talking about, do you talk to your kids, and, you know, talking about mechanics and their cars and stuff. And in that conversation, too, I think is the conversation I had with a salesman from one of my supply houses this week when he's telling me, you know, it's funny. They walk in and they're like, wow, I really enjoy being here. You know, it's a clean shop. It's organized. It's this, it's that. He says, you can't imagine the shops I have to go stand in and, you know, the number of returns we get because, you know, they're not diagnosing anything. They're just trying a part and seeing if that works. And yeah, it just kind of blows my mind. I just don't understand that. I don't get how you just swap a part in. So, and I guess my point is everybody's looking for a good mechanic, including the mechanics, right? You know, including the guys that are in this business. Everybody's looking for either a way out or an answer or a way up. And, you know, that's part of the human equation. That's part of the struggle. And it's funny, too. You know, because I think I have what I like to call the Car Doctor sighting. This morning, I went to get a bagel at the, and I'll do it like this because I told her I would. I said I'll to the everything to the lady at the Everything Bagel Shop, to the woman that worked behind the counter at the Everything Bagel Shop in Paramus, New Jersey, this morning when I was ordering my bagel and coffee, and you know, I was talking to the owner and he's telling me about how slow business is. And I said, yeah, I said, everything's kind of quiet right now. You know, I'm in mechanics. I'm an auto mechanic. And I said, you know, you could see the middle of October got a little soft. Things kind of slowed down. And, you know, the guy says, oh, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm a mechanic. And I guess, maybe from the sound of my voice, but the lady that was cutting the bagel and slicing the bagel kind of picked her head up and peeked around the corner. And I kind of got the look. It's hard to explain what the look is, but the look is either she was looking for a mechanic or she recognized the voice and she knew who it was. So for whoever you were that you cut my bagel, nice bagels and lox. Thanks, I appreciate it. I'm Ron Anani and the Car Doctor. Till the next time, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.